Good morning. The Janesville man suspected of fatally shooting his possibly pregnant ex-girlfriend in the stomach earlier this month is having a hard time finding an attorney. In court yesterday, Rock County Court Commissioner Mason Braunschweig agreed to hold off on a criminal hearing for 23-year-old Logan Barclay until May 10th. He says a public defender needs more time to find Barclay a lawyer in what would be a Class A murder case.
Given the circumstances behind this particular case, it's not as easy for the public defender to find counsel for you because it requires someone with a higher certification.
Braunschweig says there is only a couple of defense lawyers in Rock County qualified to take on such cases. Barclay appeared in court via jail video. He's held on a $1 million cash bond on charges he killed his ex-girlfriend, Kirsten Hansen of Janesville. Police say Barclay shot Hansen with a .22 caliber handgun and left her to die on a wooded public bike trail along the Rock River in Janesville on April 16th. The Rock County Public Health Department is warning citizens that they may have been exposed to measles by a person who lives in Dane County that recently tested positive. The health department says that person spent time in Rock County while they were infectious. People who were at Quick Trip in Milton between 2:45 and 5 p.m. on April 21st or SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Janesville on April 22nd from 1 until 5 p.m. or April 23rd between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. should check their vaccination status. Anyone who is unvaccinated and was at these locations during these dates and times should contact the Rock County Public Health Department. Officials with the Rock County Children's Museum will have to find another way to make up $500,000 after the Rock County Board of Supervisors votes down funding for the project. District 3 Supervisor Debbie Towns was among the no votes.
I think it's a great project. I think it'll definitely enhance Janesville. Positive thing. I just struggle that this is appropriate for tax revenue to be spent on. I understand that we have to spend the ARPA money and that we're on a timeline to do that. I do think that there are other needs in our county that ARPA money could be used for.
The resolution would have reallocated ARPA funding from the Small Business Grant Fund. Rock County's Job Center is running a spring job fair in May that touts 450 jobs by more than two dozen area employers. A dean at Blackhawk Technical College tells WCLO that industrial technology positions are in the highest demand. The guest list of businesses at the job center's upcoming fair is proof that's true. At least a third of the positions listed for the fair are seeking workers who can operate manufacturing technology, while others are looking for electrical engineers and for technicians in the healthcare field. State data from last month shows the average unemployment rate in Janesville and Beloit held steady at 3.7%, although the winter months have seen an uptick from late last year when unemployment was at 3%. It means between 600 and 700 local workers are actively seeking jobs. The job fair runs from 2 to 4 p.m. on May 15th at the Rock County Job Center located at 17 Center Avenue in Janesville. A major renovation is underway at the Milwaukee County Zoo. A new indoor and outdoor area for rhinos and new recreation space for hippos is part of the zoo's Adventure Africa initiative. Zoo Director Amos Morris.
This is a long time coming. It caps off a campaign to revitalize Milwaukee County Zoo.
Milwaukee County and the Zoological Society of Milwaukee are providing over $23 million for the new exhibit. Following completion next year, the zoo hopes to acquire endangered eastern black rhinos. The project broke ground on Thursday. From the Big Radio Newsroom, I'm Andrea Morrow.